From NPR News, it's day to day. Gas prices got you down? Well, the big car makers want to help. Really? They're on Capitol Hill today arguing for increased fuel economy standards. Well, that is an about face for them. And Marketplace's Sam Eaton is here to tell us why. Sam, why?
Well, Madeline, Rick Wagner, the head of General Motors yesterday, admitted that the writing was on the wall for a federal increase in what's called the corporate average fuel economy or CAFE standards. Under the current rules, which have stood unchanged for about 20 years now, the current rules require automakers that sell cars in the U.S. to have a fleet-wide average of about 25 miles per gallon. And that would go up to about 35 miles per gallon by 2020 under a proposal the Senate is voting on next week. And this is where the timing of today's visit from the auto executives comes in. They've changed their tune from coming out against any increase in fuel economy standards to quietly throwing their support behind an alternative bill to the one that the Senate will be voting on next week that they see as much more palatable.
And this bill was introduced by two Democratic senators from Michigan, right?
Exactly. Senators Carl Levin and Debbie Stabenow.
Well, so what does this alternative bill do that it's different from the other Senate bill?
Well, this bill would give automakers more time to make the changes, and this is why the automakers are throwing their support behind it. It also keeps in place separate standards for cars and SUVs, which allows bigger vehicles to have lower mileage requirements. I talked to Michelle Robinson with the Union of Concerned Scientists, and she calls the measure a bait and switch.
At best, the auto industry proposal would produce only about one-third the oil savings of stronger legislation that we hope Congress will be producing next week. At worst, it would lead to an actual increase in fuel use if the automakers fully exploit all the loopholes in this proposal.
So alternatively, she says the existing proposal that's on the table right now to boost fuel efficiency to 35 miles per gallon would save consumers about $50 billion a year in fuel costs and reduce about 215 million metric tons of greenhouse gases. And this is just the first year of its enactment.
Would that really hurt the automakers as much as they say it would?
Well, the industry's core argument here, and they've thrown a $1 million ad campaign behind this message, is that the auto companies shouldn't be singled out when it comes to global warming and any legislation to curb greenhouse gas emissions. And this is what the CAFE standards would do. Even today, the executives in Washington are pushing alternative fuels, ethanol, for instance, as the solution to using less gasoline. But the irony here is that the car companies survived the federal requirements to install things like catalytic converters and seat belts, even though they said those changes would be too costly. And some research by the National Academy of Sciences says the technology already exists to meet these higher fuel efficiency requirements. And the question here is just how much will it cost?
Well, thank you, Sam. That's Sam Eaton of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.